Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll be here till 2. Come by and see us. Now, we are in a slightly different place than we normally are.
Yes.
So if you walk in, head towards the bar and turn left, you're not going to see us. You just got to walk in, and where you see the host stand, turn right.
Yep.
And we're right over there. We're kind of in a cool little, there's like a big liquor cabinet right behind Randy, which maybe will get opened up a little bit later. Bunch of TVs. There's a stuffed duck, which I like. That's where we are.
Do you have any stuffed, like, animals at your house?
I have more stuffed animals at my house.
Not for the babies.
Than any other house in America.
Not for the babies.
Like taxidermied.
Dude. Yeah.
No.
Your pops?
I don't think so.
Okay, no. Nobody has more stuffed animals than me. Because we have kids just like you have kids. But my wife likes them damn things.
Oh.
We got every Disney character known to man.
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain amount of things. I know when we go on vacation, we're gonna get a picture frame.
Okay.
We're going to get magnets. Mm-hmm. And she's going to get a stuffed animal.
Okay.
We have more stuffed animals than anybody possibly can need.
Okay.
Anybody.
So I brought up the other day, walking back from the playground with Lily, like maybe it would be a good idea to take a look at the playroom and think about what we need and what we don't need.
Oh,
and she was devastated just at the suggestion.
Yeah.
I don't want to get rid of any of my stuffed animals.
Right.
It's like, I know, but good Lord. Like, come on, man. Like,
your negotiation with this little girl. Cause me and you,
I lose every argument.
We got here at the same time today, so we were walking up talking. The negotiation that you have with that little girl.
Well, I need to stop negotiating.
Yes, exactly.
With terrorists, which is what 3.5-year-olds are, all right? They're just emotional terrorists is what they are. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I could just tell her what is, and then that's what it gets to.
Right.
Like, that's ultimately, it's like, all right, maybe we can.
You just want her to be along. You want her to go along with it, and then.
A lot of times I just want to see what she'll say
right.
to certain things.
Right.
Like, and it's like, oh, that was funny. Like, last night she didn't want to go to sleep. And I was like, well, here's something that I do when I'm.
Did you say it's a 3-year-old?
Yeah. Yeah. Here's something that I do. It's like I close my eyes and I think of like my favorite thing. What's your favorite thing? And she said, strawberries. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. That's amazing. And then she like explained a whole one and have a picnic in a strawberry field with her mom and dad and Boone. And I was like, God, I love you. You're
Where's Jack?
Now, Jack was not invited to the
okay.
picnic. And I asked, I said, what about Jack? She said, babies can't have picnics.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, this is probably a different issue that maybe we can deal with down the road. But it was a nice little scene that she painted in her mind. It didn't help her go to sleep
right.
any faster, but it was a fun little exercise. Anyway, I have a lot of stuffed animals at my house. I have zero taxidermied animals at my house. But one thing I would shoot is a duck.
Oregon, all that.
Or no matter where the duck was from, but I would shoot a duck.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would hunt a duck.
What do you shoot ducks with? Because I'm assuming that you can't, like, you have a small bullet or the ducks don't explode. A shotgun,
though? Yeah, like the, but it's like the
you
real
shoot a, bird You shoot
shot.
A damn shoot duck with a damn shotgun?
A bird shot. Like, you're not going to shoot him with, like, with the buckshot.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. You know, I don't know all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to hit a damn shotgun.
Or if you're
going to blast a damn duck with a shotgun?
Well, then you're not going to have much to taxidermy at that
exactly.
point. Exactly. Or if you're like a real savage, like a bow and arrow, you get out there just like.
But I'm just saying, that is like, what's the escapability of a duck?
Minimal.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's like you get a big ass rock and knock him out.
You could probably hunt the duck with your hands.
That's what I'm saying.
If you wanted to.
Yeah, like you're showing off if you're just going to shoot a damn duck.
You know what?
You just grab a duck.
You know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to get Boone out there and let him do it.
Like on duck hunt.
Yeah. Or just like if he could, because he every time he goes in the backyard, every time without fail, 100% of the times he's ever gone in the backyard, he slows down. He gets in his little crouch.
Right.
He looks around to see if there's anything. And occasionally he murders a chipmunk or a squirrel.
Right.
I never feared for my kid's life out of that. If you understand the reference, you understand the reference. If you don't, that's fine.
Right.
There was a politician recently that murdered her GSP because of that.
Yes.
Never thought Boone was going to go from a chipmunk to the baby, but that was just me.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, he's bred to do that kind of stuff. So maybe someday we'll let him kill a bird. He's got a couple chipmunks and squirrels on his resume already.
Because when Bo just said shot, I was like, "For a damn duck! I mean, I can just grab a damn duck."
Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
you could.
Yeah,
and that'd be a fun game too. See if you can get out there. But then what? Will you just snap its neck?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That seems like the right move.
Yeah.
Coming up this hour, we will get back into a Falcons discussion in about 15 minutes. The roadmap to contending from the Falcons' perspective. Like, what do the Falcons legitimately think this next season is going to look like? We'll get into that and try to diagram it. Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40 as well, as always, on a Friday. Like we mentioned, we're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead for Happy Hour. Come by and see us. If you can't see us, send us a picture of whatever it is you're drinking, like Extreme Detail Auto Spa.
His ass on the beach.
He's on the beach. He's got a little, looks like an airplane bottle of 1800 tequila. Yeah. Looks like a good way to start. So if you're out there drinking something, send us a picture of it. We'll give you a shout-out.
Yeah, man. He always on the beach having his little airplane bottle. We know you knocked off a liquor store up there, Extreme, but, I mean, beach day, I mean, it's beautiful weather. We talked about it already. Don't know how the weather is supposed to rain. Patches this weekend, so hopefully it stays clear. And everybody can enjoy their Cinco de Mayo weekend. They're having a big thing up here at Twin Peaks. It says May 3rd through the 5th, so obviously come out and have a good time. Like we talked about it earlier, the bruh's doing that one Latin dance that we all know how to do, you know, the two-step with the shoulders. That's about it.
I like that Cinco de Mayo has become something, because Cinco de Mayo, literally, for people that know this probably. Nope.
What's Day of the Dead? What am I thinking of?
Dia de los Muertos, which is over by Halloween.
Okay.
Cinco de Mayo means the 5th of May, which is a date, right?
Obviously, you can see that I ain't know. I thought it was
Apparently
Day of the Dead.
Which is fine. So I was just going to.
But you know what? He said that on Blood In, Blood Out.
What?
He did say that.
What did he say?
About that word you used.
Dia de los Muertos?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a different thing. Cinco de Mayo is the 5th of May. And I like that it's become a thing where it's like, you know what? To hell with that. We're doing Treso de Mayos, Cuatro de Mayos, Cinco de Mayos, all of it. We're going to celebrate for 3 days, even though it's a one-day thing. And I think
it's on a Sunday, though.
Maybe I didn't realize the public service that we were just doing there as well.
It's on a Sunday. I mean, that's why, I mean, day drinking on a Sunday.
Did you know that Cinco de Mayo was the 5th of May? You knew that.
It's a little more than that. There's a war victory.
Understood.
On,
I know that. But
that's the Spanish American one, right?
But the Cinco de Mayo literally means 5th of May.
Yes.
That's all. I'm
saying. I do know that.
But that's what I'm saying. But that was the Spanish.
It was Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire, the Battle of Puebla, 1862. Okay.
Just so you know, he's reading that off Wikipedia.
Am, yes, of
he's
course.
Not.
I knew that though.
Genius.
I knew that. I'm a history buff.
How often – and my question is this, and I'm not saying don't celebrate it. You should. You should say it's fun. Everyone get behind it. If you want to educate yourself about that, that's fine.
Zero.
What other Mexican holidays do you celebrate? You know what I mean?
Like
moments are you like, you know what? Let's get on this one too.
I don't need someone to tell me a holiday is required for me to drink.
Oh, no.
Like, if I'm going to drink,
but it's also
I'm
like
St.
Patrick's Day. It's like, you're not Irish.
Yeah,
you just like
I
to
am.
Drink. You just are an alcoholic, and you want an excuse on a Tuesday.
And wear green.
To drink an Irish car bomb and drink. And what other Irish holidays do you celebrate?
Well,
zero?
We really want to drink. I mean, it's tomorrow's Star Wars Day.
Oh, boy.
Hey, go ahead, Bo.
Let's go ahead and get to it.
Because we know Bo knows.
Bo's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
May the 4th.
Four-
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL No Huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. Odell Beckham.
Yeah, man.
Headed to Miami. He is going to be a Miami Dolphin, signed an $8.5 million deal with the Dolphins, and they got a pretty fun wide receiver room now.
Well, I think this was something.
They already did. Now they have more.
This is something that they want a guy that can play outside for the most part, X and Z type thing for Tua, but like this has been around since the start of free agency, but this whole Odell thing, and I'm assuming that he didn't get the offer. That I mean, he just made $18 million last year in Baltimore. He was not going to get that on the open market and everything. And now, you know, he goes into a room with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I mean, Odell as your third guy, pretty damn good, because they've been trying to find that third guy with those two guys. So you put Odell in there, and I mean, it's going to be something, because I still think Odell can play. Now, he's not New York Giants Odell.
No.
But at the same time, the dude can still contribute to a football team.
Yeah, he had some good weeks.
He had some nice plays last year.
He had some nice plays last year. A couple of years ago, before he got hurt in the Super Bowl, he was doing great in the Super Bowl for the Rams. I mean, obviously he's a little older and been through some injuries, but that's a fun signing for them. Does this have anything to do with what they do with Tua, or is that unrelated whatsoever?
No,
like, Tua is getting paid no matter what before the season starts.
Yeah, just like most quarterbacks, when it's time to get that big deal, Tua gets his contract before.
This isn't
camp.
Like, all right, let's give you all the weapons, see what it looks like, and then we'll figure
it out.
Because if you guys can't win with all those guys, maybe Tua doesn't need $250 million.
No, he's going to get the contract like everybody gets those big deals right before training camp. I think the biggest thing Miami wants to see if Tua can stay healthy throughout the season, which he did, which he led the league in passing yards, I think it was. I think they're fine on the Tua aspect. I just think they're going to do just like most of these quarterback deals get done right before training camp sometime in July.
Some fifth-year options were not picked up. Obviously, we were monitoring the Kyle Pitts contract with the Falcons. Falcons did pick up Kyle Pitts' fifth-year option. Steelers are not picking up Najee Harris's fifth-year option.
Has Najee rushed for 1,000 yards every year?
Obviously not picking up Justin Fields' fifth-year option either. There was a couple of other guys. Who was the DB from Georgia? Plays for the Packers. Stokes.
Stokes, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't get his fifth-year pick.
Hurt a lot.
Yeah, so there was a few. No surprises there, but the deadline came and passed, so all the teams had to make that decision.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you draft a guy in the first round, teams want to pick up that option because, I mean, they won.
Yeah, no, that means that if you don't pick up the fifth-year option, always it means that you didn't.
I want to know this about Kyle. Did they have negotiations where there is the fifth-year option was a receiver or – no, that's a franchise. No, you do that because I know Dallas did Micah Parsons as a edge rusher instead of a linebacker. Yeah. So I'm just curious, was it some discussion maybe with Kyle Pitts, are my receiver?
I'm sure him and his agent
were tight end.
Hey, why don't you – we'll do a fifth-year receiver.
I'm just curious.
They were no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
We're not doing that. How about you stay healthy for a whole season
and
then we'll maybe get a long-term contract? Let's hear from one of the longtime reporters in Cleveland, Mary Kay Cabot, talking about Deshaun Watson and what exactly his situation is with the Browns this year.
Deshaun Watson isn't the quarterback they expect him to be. If he's not that guy, then they will try Jameis Winston and turn it over to him, because the bottom line is they're trying to win games. They're not going to let down the rest of the football team to have a long leash on someone.
They got to win now.
Yeah.
They got to win now. Deshaun's got to stay healthy. They got to win now because you're not trading Deshaun in his contract.
No.
You're not
No one's taking on that money.
And I don't know what the ramifications as far as the cap hit. They got to win this year. Stefanski is a really good coach. Their defense is loaded. And they went out and got Jerry Jeudy to go with Amari Cooper. They got Njoku. Chubby's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a pretty solid offensive line. It's on him. If you look at that team, Deshaun plays well, they're going to be good. And you talk about that division, AFC North, with Pittsburgh. We know what Baltimore is. We know Joe Burrow is going to be healthy this year with Ja'Marr Chase and those boys. Like, Deshaun's got to get it going quick, fast, and hurry.
And that's all true even if he doesn't have the contract that he has. He has the contract that he has. Like, it's still an outlier contract in the NFL. Flat out hasn't lived up to it. Hadn't been on the field for a variety of different reasons. And when he has been, it's been kind of up and down. So, I mean, that's a disaster if they have to go to Jameis Winston.
No,
I'm not saying
Jameis
can't do it.
It's Haslam.
But like,
it's the Haslams.
Yeah, it is. It's very Browns.
Yeah, it's the Haslams. The Haslams, like how Doc Rivers got the job in the middle of the year. It's the Haslam. It's just them.
It's just what is going to happen.
It's just what's going to happen with them.
Yeah. Boy, the Bucks are just kind of saddled with that situation now, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Dame went out of his way to make sure everybody knows that he wants to be there, though.
Yeah.
Which is definitely what somebody who wants to be in a place does.
Yeah, whatever.
Like,
yeah, whatever.
I don't know. You still, when there's, when, you know, I don't know how many press conferences people have at the end of seasons where you have to make it very, very clear that you want to be somewhere. But maybe he does. Maybe he really does want to be there. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some Falcons. Dust settled a little bit from the draft. Obviously, this time last week we were talking about the first-round selection, looking ahead to the rest of the draft. The rest of the draft has happened. The first wave of free agency has happened. So pretty much know who the Falcons are from a roster perspective going into next year. Who do the Falcons think they are going into next year? We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Been a while since we had one of those.
Pops? Yeah,
pretty
man.
Good. Like it. Feels like we were in tune. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Happy Hour Friday, live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Come by and see us if you get the opportunity. We'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon, 20 minutes away from Sports Jeopardy, as we always do on Friday at 12:40. And we'll get into this Falcons conversation in just a couple of minutes as
well. You know, the great thing about that is that the first time it was played, we both did it. We wasn't rehearsed or nothing.
Yeah, we just
both of us at the same time.
The natural reaction.
Yeah,
to
the natural reaction. Both of us at the same time did it. I want to go back to it because I NBA playoffs because we both love players on the Knicks.
Yes,
we just hate New York Knicks fans.
Yes,
because I saw them after the game. Blake
and their owner and some of the people in the media that cover the Knicks and the way they cover them. Yeah,
Blake Embiid, Blake Trae Young. So who's going to be this week, Blake? Tyrese Halliburton.
Well, like, that doesn't roll off the tongue.
They roll off the tongue. So who are they going to blank?
Blank Halliburton.
Because they got to blank a player.
Yeah,
they got to blank a person.
Pascal. Blank Siakam. Blank Siakam. Blank Siakam.
Okay, because you started that chant before.
Oh, yeah. I'm not afraid I love a bop, 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 bop.
I hate it.
Yeah, I like to say stuff. Yeah. I even say stuff in my house sometimes. Like, clean the kitchen, pop, 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 pop,
right.
pop. Yeah, and that doesn't usually work. That's not usually effective. Yeah. But, yeah, I am. I'm a fan of that cadence.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Like I said, you're that guy. You're one of those guys.
I am. I was, definitely. I don't know the last time I started one of those.
Right.
Like, really, in real life, in public and stuff like that. I guess I probably still would.
Okay.
Cause it's been a while.
Compared to the Pacers, because somebody need to kick Pat Bev in the gonads.
Get what you're saying. Like, I think really what needs to happen is probably he just doesn't need to really be around anymore.
Like, what? Like,
he's not that valuable.
He ain't that good.
No.
To be acting the way
he's certainly not as good as the way he's acting.
Like, for him to talk that woman like that.
Yes.
Subscribe to my pod. Like, yeah. For real?
Yeah. Pat, if you don't know, Patrick Beverly declined to answer a question from an ESPN reporter last night because he asked her if she subscribed to his podcast. She said no. And then he...
Did he ask any of them damn men that was right there?
The next person he asked, yeah, do you subscribe to my podcast? And smartly, whether the person does or doesn't, was like, yeah, here, answer my question. You
Dumb
know what
man.
I mean? Like, so, yeah, that was bad. Threw a ball at a fan, too. Kind of not super good to do. And he just is pretty consistently being talked about for not good reasons.
Yeah.
Like Patrick Beverly.
That was such a dork-ass move.
Like, you're a try-hard defense guy.
Yes.
Like, why are you, that when why you, make are you a, behaving when, like you're
that
something
That when you make
else?
A damn basket, it's, oh, my God. That when you make a damn basket, you got to.
The other team's furious when you score.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's almost impossible
exactly.
for you to score.
Exactly.
The defining Patrick Beverly moment is taking off his shirt and celebrating winning a play-in game.
Do you remember? Oh my God! Do you remember that?
Of course
him
I do.
Crying.
Yeah.
I wanted this so bad, man.
Yeah, of course I do. So yeah, God. I mean it's you know I,
whatever.
Certain guys, the juice isn't worth the squeeze,
yeah.
And that is absolutely what it is with Patrick Beverly. But people keep signing him and bringing him in, so. Maybe he could be a Hawk next year.
Hey, maybe. Hey, he'll bring that intensity on defense.
Yeah, well, he does play a little bit of defense.
He does.
I mean, they're going to have to bring in somebody.
He has he has a swagger about him.
No, he doesn't. He thinks he does. No.
He has a swagger about him.
Yeah. All right, speaking of bringing people in. As of now, I think the Falcons will make some more additions. There will be some free agency signings throughout the summer, whether it's the second wave of free agency or it's a cut from training camp, a veteran from another team or something like that. But like just from a kind of a numbers standpoint as it relates to the starting lineup, like they need another starting corner. They don't have one. And until they get one, at least the first 22 you don't feel like are complete. So
no.
They're going to add something else. But for the most part, you know what the team is. You know what the depth chart looks like. You know who's starting in most places, which leads you to get to the conversation of what they can do this coming season.
Well, I think, Andy, a lot of times when you look at teams, no team is complete 22. You have guys. Like, they have 22 guys. And not all 22 guys are created equal. And I think that's one thing about when you talk about the depth chart of this Falcons team, people automatically assume, well, we need to get a starter here. They have starters. Now, not all starters you could, because that's why they have schemes, because you want to put this player in a scheme where they can be successful, because they might not be that fire breather out there, but this is what I can do with them to get the production out of them. And that's what football is when you're talking about drafting players to a scheme and putting them in somewhere where they can be successful. And when you look at Ra, and I go back to what everybody's mad about and everything about that, not capitalizing on the pick at 8. Well, they can still get players that can fit in the scheme that can be successful in it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one thing I can always speak for myself. That's how I view it. Now, I understand other people being irate and upset and everything like that.
Sure.
But I view everything from just a football perspective as an X's and O's.
Yeah, which is what I want to do here. Like, the conversation about what they did in the first round of the draft isn't going to go away.
No.
Like, people are going to be highlighting that, thinking about that, and looking at that for years to come.
Yes.
They did what they did.
Yes.
I wouldn't have taken a quarterback after paying a free agent quarterback all of that money.
Me either.
But they did it. And so this is more about, okay, you know who they are, at least now. They're gonna add more people. But as of right now, you know who they are. From their perspective, they felt like they could do that because they're so confident in who they are.
It's not even confident. They're confident in maybe the players that they have and looking at them from a standpoint where I know this about Ra. Ra is a tireless worker. Ra has combed over every piece of film from last year's team and the year before as far as the defensive guys. Him and Jimmy Lake have sat in these offices and looked at him like, damn, well, if we would have did this with him, what about him in this, I'll just say something that we talked about, in this Pirate stunt right here. What if we had this guy in this stunt right here? You think he'll get home? This is how they're viewing it. Now, it could be different for me and you because we're like, and I go back to my man Chris Thomas talking about when he asked that question, who are the starting defensive end for the Falcons? Arnold Ebiketie and Harrison. Nobody wants that. You're absolutely correct. But how Ra and Jimmy Lake were looking at it was like, okay, so if we put him in this stunt right here, and we do him with like this right here, we might be able to get more production because you got to admit, and anybody who's mad about it, you got to admit, Arnold Ebiketie has gotten better from year to year. He has. Harrison flashed last year. Now, you're talking to an old school guy about the flashes. I hate them, but I'm just talking about how they might perceive it.
Right, which is fun. Like, and they better. Like, obviously,
yeah, exactly.
Obviously,
that's why my answer to all your questions is they better.
Yeah, but here's my thought process on all of this. Sort of as I look at it from that perspective, is like, yes, it seems very clear that they feel that way. Otherwise, they would have addressed it differently. Or they just valued the guy that they took so much more highly that they couldn't pass up on it, so they had to do that. But again, that's not the point. Like, my thought, looking back on all of what they've done and the landscape of what their roster is right now, without knowing what Jimmy Lake and Raheem Morris can get out of these guys, is I just sort of look back, I look at it and think to myself, all right, what can I sort of envision? Like, what can I talk myself into? And then what am I skeptical about? Of course I'm skeptical about the pass rush.
You're skeptical about this team.
Well, yeah. But
me too. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, of course I am. But I can talk myself into what they're going to be able to do offensively a lot easier than what they're going to do defensively just because of the fact that they addressed the quarterback position. Like, pre-Penix, we talked about what this offense should look like with Kirk Cousins. That doesn't change just because you drafted Penix. Right. Like, this team should be able to win this division, and if other things go maybe better than you expect them to go, maybe they can go a little bit further than that as well. But, like, the expectation isn't any less because you disagree with the first round draft.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm sure of myself.
I know. Me and you think the same way.
After getting Kirk Cousins,
about the broad thing of everything, all right, as far as that right there. And because that's the pushback I keep hearing is that, okay, they said they were all in. They went and got Kirk Cousins. That means they're all in. What? Because they drafted Michael Penix, I said this yesterday, so that takes away from the all-in aspect?
I guess.
Why?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
They could have drafted a guy in the first round if he was good, makes them better in 2024.
No, I agree with that. That's not what I'm saying. It's like, okay, use the argument that you got Kirk Cousins, so you didn't need a quarterback. That means you're not all in. So, but then – If you sign this $100 million quarterback, why would that – that should mean you're all in, right? If you go out and get a $100 million quarterback.
Well, I think –
because if New England went out and got a $100 million quarterback, that would be dumb as hell considering what's around them.
Yeah.
But then you look at it from this standpoint because they're viewing it from a point where we'll never be here again to get a guy like Michael Penix.
Right, and hopefully they're right about that. But I think you have to clarify what you mean by all in on what. Like, what are they
all in on winning
– in 2024?
Yes.
Or all in on winning long term? Or all in on being, like, similarly competitive for a long time? Or, like,
but obviously,
like, if your goal is to do everything you possibly – and I don't think this is how an organization should be run.
Right.
Like, I don't think a team can just say, all we care about is what's about to happen in 2024.
I agree. That's not real. I agree.
That's not how teams are run.
I agree.
That's not what teams do.
I agree.
You have to both be thinking about the immediate and long-term
future. But they're
doing
that.
I know they are.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish my thought. If people are arguing that all they care about is being all in on 2024, then they're saying what they did in the draft wasn't that.
Right.
But of course they're not just all in on winning in 2024.
Right.
These guys are trying to be here for a long time.
Correct.
Like, they're trying to set themselves up to win in 2024, which is why they went out and paid Kirk Cousins $100 million and got Darnell Mooney and hopefully are going to do maybe a couple of other things in free agency this summer and drafted who they drafted and all of that kind of stuff. But they're also thinking of, okay, when this quarterback who is older and has an injury history is no longer going to be our quarterback, how can we make sure that we don't have a huge dip at that position?
Correct.
That's why you draft. Like, I understand the rationality of it, but I also understand people saying, "We guys haven't made playoffs in 6 years.
I agree with that.
What are we focusing on 2027 for?"
And that's what I'm saying. I understand where people angst is about that as far as not getting the value for the pick right then and there.
If all you care about is 2024, which is, I think, what a lot of people are arguing when they say all in.
Exactly. That's why I said the vision, when you look at the vision of this team, I understand, just like you just said, I understand because of how they explain it. I understood it when they drafted Michael Penix, why they did it. Now, would I have done it, Brandy being a GM? No, I would not have, but I understand what they said. That's why that night when they came out and we played the sound about, you know, the vision as far as where we don't want to have – so-and-so, this fall off and all those things. I understood it. We're going to win so good with Kirk Cousins right now that we'll never be in the position. I understood that. But I do understand the angst, the anger and all those different things of fans, because you looked at it from a standpoint, you could have got a player that could contribute now, not in 2026. I understand that part. But my whole thing, and I said this yesterday, is like, does that change your mindset of all in because of the fact they drafted Michael Penix? Because they did answer needs. Now, they didn't answer the needs of players that you thought, because of that one single sheet that you always saw, this is who the Falcons should draft. This guy right here, Latu. This guy, Dallas Turner. This guy, Verse. They didn't draft one of them, but they did draft guys. They did draft guys that are at the position of need. The outside, the pass rush and everything. Because he wasn't at eight, that makes it different? Because he was in the third or fourth?
I think for some people it does. I mean, clearly, for a lot of people, yeah, it does.
Because that kid from Washington,
he's the best pass rusher on the team now. Like,
and he's just,
he's the Andy, best pass
Andy,
rusher. On the team.
Andy, he's just as good as Dallas Turner and him. Watch him play.
I have.
Okay, no. Yeah, no, Andy, I actually went back because you were talking about the Texas game. I actually
he
went
dominated
back.
Dominated the whole
I
game.
I actually went back and watched that game last night.
Yeah.
And then I went back and watched Dallas Turner versus Texas.
Yeah.
It was no comparison.
No. Dallas Turner never had a game in college like the game Braylon Trice had against Texas in the playoffs.
And why I was like,
it's true.
Donald's like, what you doing? I was like, I got to see something real quick. I went back and watched Alabama versus Texas.
Yeah.
And I went watch Washington versus Texas. It's no comparison. It's no comparison who the better player when you talk about playing against top notch. No comparison.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
No comparison.
So hopefully he comes in here and he tears the roof off the place. But that, I mean, that. Again, I don't care about all in or long term, whatever. I'm simply thinking of it or trying to understand where they're coming from their perspective as far as
and
saying,
I understand it.
This is why we're going to be competitive now. And it's really easy for me to understand how they feel that way about the offense. I'm still going to have to see it on the defense. I'm still going to have to see
I
it.
I agree.
We all are.
I agree.
But you can sit there and talk yourself into this offense being very good.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes.
So I understand why they think they're going to be competitive. Now, a contender, what does that mean? I don't know. Obviously, a lot of things have to go well health-wise and all that other stuff. But, like, the floor of what the season should be next year is unchanged by what they did in the first round. Like, they should win the division and win a playoff game because of what they already addressed.
I agree.
Now, I don't know. Hopefully they can go further than that. And is that enough? And yeah. Could you have done more had you hit in the first round? I don't know. I don't know any of that.
Yeah.
But
I understand
why they think they're
and there's a reason why this video of Kirk Cousins is slowed down.
Because in real time it's slow also.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, which it should be. The man's still recovering from an Achilles injury. All right. I was surprised he was even out there taking drops.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, be careful.
Your Kevin Durant, Tim McMahon suggests the Suns should trade him.
Two?
OKC.
Huh.
Andy had it first.
Had it first.
Andy had it first.
Had it
Let
first.
Him know. Give Let him
credit.
Know. Let him know.
Give me the credit. I don't want it to happen, though, because then that's a Sonic back on OKC, and I don't like that. Like, now I'm past.
Dude, let it go. No.
I will not.
I would not.
I
know
will
you
not.
Won't, and I will not finish that sentence.
I will not let it go.
Yeah, I know. I will not finish that sentence.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Is happy.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, we're Friday up on the Cinco de Mayo in Twin Peaks. I just saw T. Chuck at the bar. The guy known as Tan Chuckery.
Tan Chuckery's here?
Yeah.
Wait, Tan Chuckery's here?
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's a happy hour Friday now. We love that. All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy in just a couple of minutes from right now. Back into the big story of the day as the Braves start their three-game weekend series against the Dodgers tonight. By the way, being in L.A. for Cinco de Mayo,
ooh, man.
That's a good place to be. That'd be a lot of fun.
I think it's fun as Vegas. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing. And I said it yesterday. Like, Vegas on Cinco de Mayo fight weekend, it's crazy out there, man. And obviously Miami, F1 racing, it's going to be a big deal. I mean, hopefully somebody other than Max can win this weekend.
In racing?
Red Bull. You know what? Never mind.
I think Max Verstappen, is that his name?
Yes.
I've heard of that guy.
Yeah. He's won. He always freaking wins. Now, it's some drama going on because of the fact that I was reading this morning, and I saw this morning, they got rid of his oh, that's my people right there. What up, fam? But my tight end partner, George Javaris Johnson, just walked up in the house.
Awesome.
Yeah, but yeah, we're kind of live.
It's all right.
We're
What's
live.
Going on?
We're live. What's up, brother? What's up, family? Love you, man. So that's going to be a big deal. They got the new car designer and all that other stuff. But I can't wait. It's at 4:00, so I can actually watch it.
Also, what you said applies to the Braves too. I hope someone other than Max can win this weekend.
Yes,
because Max Fried starts on Sunday.
Yes.
If Bryce Elder or Charlie Morton win, then the Braves win the series.
Are any of these games like on national?
I don't think so.
None?
Yeah,
okay.
I would have thought maybe the Sunday game would be, but it's not.
Okay.
So, again, if you're out in the cold right now with Braves broadcasts, you'll find a way.
Yeah.
Life finds a way, Randy.
Hey, dog. You know your boy know that.
Oh, I know you know that.
Yeah, you know your boy know that.
I know you know that. Just kind of reading up on it and where they're at right now negotiations-wise, Comcast and Valley. It doesn't sound like anything's going to happen anytime soon.
And I agree with that, man. But I tell you, like
Comcast playing hardball.
Yeah, they are. And they're listening to our boys, the afternoon show, Carl and Mike. You know, Carl knows everybody. And he does the whole thing. And so, you know, he was talking about
sources.
Yeah. You know, Carl knows everybody. Uh-huh. And so he knows the people over at Ballard's. And obviously we do.
Oh, he works there.
Yeah. And obviously Comcast is one of our big people. So he does ask for them.
Yeah.
He thinks, I don't know. If Carl don't know, I don't think nobody knows. Because Carl knows everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl knows everybody.
So Carl doesn't know.
Yeah, Carl knows everybody. You know, he don't know the timeline of when it's going to happen. Right. I think it's going to eventually get worked out.
I do, too.
It's just eventually what the timeline of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. Hopefully, man.
Here's what I do know, timeline-wise. It's time to play Sports Jeopardy on Happy Hour Friday. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers. Randy has a knife out. That's not good. Luckily, it's a butter knife. Oh, no, it isn't.
No, they got ridges
on it. No, it isn't. That knife is serrated. So, all right. Now through Mother's Day, receive a free big green egg with any qualifying jewelry purchase at Solomon Brothers Jewelers. Andy.
You want to test the I've seen people eat salads with their hands before forks most often. Never seen anyone eat a salad with a knife.
I ain't never. Who eats a salad with a knife?
I just assume you have a salad in front of you.
Somebody's got a salad and a knife in their hands, and it ain't me.
There. we got a lot of holdover questions from. We didn't do Sports Jeopardy last week because the Penix reaction was wild. But I did prepare a NFL draft theme a little bit. So just keep your minds wrapped around that. Question number one. Who did the Falcons trade with in the 2011 NFL draft to trade up
Randy
and select
Cleveland?
Julio Jones. The answer is the Cleveland Browns, off to a 1-0 start for Randy. Which defensive end out of NC State was the first overall pick, Randy?
Mario Williams.
Mario Williams in the 2006
I don't feel
NFL
good
draft.
About this one. I don't feel good about this one at all. If there was live odds on this, I would be tanking right now.
How many quarterbacks were taken in the top 10 of the 2018 NFL draft?
Randy. Four.
That is correct. Would you like to name them? Andy, you can punch in as well.
Why?
Well, just in case.
Is it bonus?
There's no bonus points.
No.
It was Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, and Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Three times, both the first and second pick of the NFL draft have been from the same school. Michigan State in 1967, Nebraska in 1984, and which Big Ten school in 2000? Randy.
Penn State.
It was Courtney Brown and LeVar Arrington, yes. Penn State.
This is getting ugly.
I'm sorry, man. Wow. He came out with it. These are pre-written. The knife had no impact on this. I did the research a week ago.
I guess maybe that's the silver lining is Abe doesn't get stabbed.
How many players has Alabama had taken number one overall in the modern era of the NFL draft?
Randy. None.
None is incorrect. Andy?
Who the hell do they have number one in Alabama?
Bryce Young last year.
Oh, duh, Randy. That's it.
One.
One is correct. Yeah. that's correct.
It was so bad, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, exactly. How many times have the Falcons been able to draft Mr. Irrelevant, the final pick of the draft?
Andy.
Zero
times.
Zero times. We're on a roll.
Because wouldn't that mean that you – yeah, right?
Speaking of Mr. Irrelevant, in 2020, Mr. Irrelevant was a linebacker from UGA. Who was the player taken by the Giants?
God almighty, it's on the tip of the tongue. Randy.
Randy.
Was it Crowder?
Tay Crowder.
Yeah.
Tay Crowder.
Wow.
Good pull.
Good Lord.
All right,
Randy. Nicely done.
Randy is up 5-2. Here on Andy. The 2002 NFL draft featured David Carr taken at number one and Joey Harrington taking third overall. Which Tulane quarterback was later?
J.P. Lossman.
That is incorrect. Which Tulane quarterback was then taken later in the first round by the Washington Commanders?
At
the time they were the Redskins.
God dog it.
First round?
Yes.
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 Tulane?
Yes.
Washington?
Yes.
Yes.
Josh Johnson.
Patrick Ramsey would have been the correct answer. Still 5-2. We've only got one more draft question, then it opens back up.
If I can get it.
Maybe a chance.
Maybe I have a chance.
Matt Ryan was selected by the Falcons in the 2008 NFL draft. Which top 10 pick taken the same year is now a current NFL head coach?
Randy. Gerard Mayo.
That is correct.
Wow.
Gerard Mayo. All right. We got four questions left. If you run them all, Andy, we'll have to find a tiebreaker.
Hopefully they're all about the Masters or something.
It's going to be tough for you. How many straight opening day starts did Julio Teheran?
Andy
came in first.
Five.
That is incorrect.
Six.
Dang
six.
It. I was between five
correct.
And six. Dang it.
All right, we'll run out the rest of these three just for fun. Give me three of the seasons in which Chipper Jones started in left field for the Braves.
Andy. You want all three of them?
Three of the four.
Oh. 2001?
Incorrect.
I was just going to guess years.
Randy, you want to run up the score? You have some guesses?
Okay, you said three seasons.
Three of the 4 years.
Oh, 3 to 4 years. Okay. I don't even remember when Chipper came up because I was not following the Braves close. I'm going to go 98.
All right, you went the wrong way off of 2001. It was 02, 03, 04, 05.
I was close with 01, all right? 1 year off.
Hand him that knife? Congrats, it was still the wrong answer.
I'm going for consolation
prizes now. I don't know what you want from this one. There's currently just one Braves first-round pick in their major league lineup. Who is it?
Randy. Oh, God. One current.
There's only eight guys to choose from.
No, I'm asking. You said one current first-round pick?
One current guy in the major league lineup.
That they drafted?
That they drafted.
Okay, I was making sure that they drafted.
Just one Braves first-round pick in their current major league lineup.
Austin Riley.
That is correct.
Yeah, I think that's right. Nicely done.
8-2, and
what a skunk!
Final one, just to clear off the list.
Well, at least my sandwich showed up. That's good.
Bob Beamon's long jump record stood for 23 years until which American
Andy.
Leaper?
Carl Lewis
broke it in 1991.
American long jumper.
Yeah,
I would have thought Carl Lewis also. Who?
Everyone remembers Beamon. No one remembers the guy that broke the record, Mike Powell.
I know who you're talking about.
Well, at least we both got it wrong.
Yeah.
That's good.
And we still have a winner.
We do. And it ain't me. That's it. That was a tough one.
And look at the host is even hit at it. No.
Yeah, that's one of those things we were talking yesterday you should be able to bet on. And we should get actual odds coming in on Fridays betting on Sports Jeopardy. I know that I'm not going to be the favorite a lot of weeks, but hey, we can like get a little bit of the, what do you call it? What does the house get? The juice?
The juice, sure.
Yeah. Let people bet on it.
Uh-huh.
Win whatever, and then we'll just another revenue
stream.
Now,
would you like to start a conspiracy theory after today that I've Randy-ified the questions?
Well, I do think you're...
What the hell is Randy-ified?
I do think you've been intimidated.
I've been intimidated into
only having NFL questions.
Dude, I wrote these 2 weeks
ago. I've won plenty of times. I only got soccer questions. I got a golf question quite a few times.
Zero times.
No,
zero golf questions.
You almost made me curse. That's bull.
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up.
I got a kayaking question.
I'm just being a sore loser. And I'm acting like it.
Why?
Because I don't like losing.
Hell, nobody likes to lose, Andy.
Yeah. I don't like acting like I like to lose
nobody
either.
Likes to lose.
Yeah. People like to shake hands. Not me.
No.
I used to spit on my hand in Little League, go through the line.
You were that kid once.
No, I never did that. But I don't know. I wish I was. You want to shake hands real quick? All right. Let's come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk some NBA playoffs coming up at 1:20 as well. AMA at 1:40 on a happy hour Friday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.